Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Cat Problems. This story was written by Jory John. It's illustrated by Lane Smith. And it is read today by Mommy. And what's your name? Meow. Meow? Are you a cat? Well, that's a yes. He is absolutely Mommy and her cat. But before we do, we want to give our patron shout out because we do every Wednesday. And today's story was recommended to us by our patrons. We've got a whole family of people that we just want to say a big fat thank you to. It is Miss Eleanor. And I think even her sister Matilda is a fan of cats too. So we want to say thank you so much, ladies, for recommending this amazing story to us. And we hope that you enjoy it. Are you ready?
Meow, 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 meow.
There you have it, my friends. The cat is in agreement with me. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Cat problems. And now in the picture, the very first picture we see a cat. And the cat says,
"Where's that sunbeam going? Hey, sunbeam, get back here." Great. Now I'm wide awake. And I only got 19 hours of sleep.
Huh. How many hours of sleep do you get a night? Yeah, not that many. Mm-hmm.
Oh, a few old kernels of dry food. Wonderful. Thanks for remembering, folks. What does it take to get a little bowl service around here?
Says the cat. This cat has what I would consider a catitude. Get it? It's like an attitude, but for cats. A catitude. So the cat has moved along from the kitchen to the couch, and uh-oh, what's going on now?
You're in my spot. That's where I curl up sometimes. Oh, now you're in my other spot. And now you're in my third spot.
This cat has come along to the couch and there's another cat in its place. So it's kind of bullied the cat that was sitting there out of its space. And then again.
I think that cat might be my greatest enemy in the entire house.
Says the little cat.
My paws are dirty. Blech. I guess it's time for my 17th bath of the week.
Do you know that cats bathe themselves with their tongue? It's true. And so the cat is looking away and looks over, and that other cat, the one that got in the way earlier, is watching.
A little privacy, please. Hey, look, an empty box,
says the cat who has come along. And do you know that cats like to sit in boxes? It's true.
Now what?
Says the cat as he climbs into the box.
My eyes are getting heavy. Heavier. Heaviest.
So. Vroom. What's that noise?
Whoa, seriously, what is that noise?
So he had fallen asleep in the box, but then a noise.
And that noise. And that noise. And that noise. And that noise.
Oh my goodness, in the picture, every single time he hears something, the face, the head, the eyes, everything turns and looks and, what's that noise? What is that? You know, cats are very curious animals.
Wow, it's a monster! A monster! It's a monster, I say! Run for your lives!
Well, what is it?
I told you I heard something. Stay away, monster. You do not want to mess with these claws. You do not want to bear the brunt of these teeth. Oh, no, you don't.
Yep, They are cleaning the floors. You know, some people call it Hoovers. Hoovering. Because that used to be a brand of vacuum. It's still in fact. But the vacuum has scared the cat. Cats do not care for them, I don't think.
Now what? I guess I'll bat this piece of foil around. Bat, bat, bat.
You know that cats, when they see small, shiny things like a bit of foil that's been rolled into a ball, they'll smack it with their paws. I don't know why, but they do.
Oh, what's the point? I gotta get out of this house. I think that monster's gone for now. I need to know what's going on in every room of this place. I want to eat that plant. I want to chomp that book. I want to scratch the sofa. But I already tore all the material off both arms. I want to rip that curtain. But hey, that's just me,
says the cat. And in the picture, we can see all of those things. A beautiful potted plant. A nice looking book. But yeah, it does look like he might have already destroyed the couch. And back to the couch he goes. And oh no, that poor other cat.
You're in my spot again. And you're in my other spot again. And you're in my third spot again.
The other cat looks incredibly sad because he keeps moving.
Why am I even standing here? Like, this is pretty random even for me.
But
wait, did I just snip that catnip toy? Oh, now I'll be awake all night, goodness gracious. Why can't I stop smelling this shoe? I have to stop, but still, it's intriguing. What is it about this shoe? Is this what the outside smells like?
So we see the cat is playing with a cat toy, and then a shoe. Have you ever seen a cat do that before? They'll take your shoe and play with it for some reason.
Things would be different if I knew how to open a door. I haven't been outside in 8 years. I'm trapped in this house all the time. I just go from room to room with nothing to do.
Uh-oh. So we see the cat has marched around the house and now is sitting on the couch and looking out the window. And what do you see out the window? What do you suppose that is? Is it a mouse? Or is it a squirrel? Oh, no, look.
You, cat, hello. I confess that I've watched you mope. Now listen to me, cat. Somebody feeds you. Somebody gives you water. You're warm. And you even have hands. And they even hand you treats. And around outside, hiding nuts that I'll never locate. Things are difficult out here, cat. This tree, although it's shared with it with roommates, which I'm saving for some reason, a button. Wait, hold on. This doesn't make sense.
Let me try this again.
You, cat, hello. I confess that I have watched you mope. Now, listen to me, cat. Somebody feeds you. Somebody gives you water. You?
Oh, I see what the problem is. I see now why I'm having a hard time. I've been reading it in a page, but it goes across like that. Ready? Okay, let's try it one more time.
You, cat, hello! I spy you through this window. I confess that I have watched you mope around your house for months. Now, listen to me, cat. Somebody feeds you. Somebody changes your litter box. Somebody gives you water. Somebody brushes you and keeps you warm and even hands you treats. Treats, I say. And meanwhile, I scurry around outside hiding nuts that I'll never again locate, evading predators that only seem to multiply. Things are difficult out here, cat. I don't have much. My branch, of course. This tree, although it's shared with roommates. A few nuts, then a cat, a piece of ribbon, which I'm saving for some reason. A button, and that's about it. Sure, you may be housebound, but you may find reasons to gripe about your current living situation. But look at me, kitty. You think it's so great outside? Honestly, what I wouldn't give for just a touch of boredom from time to time. Yes, I would give my right paw to trade places with you for a day.
So quit saying, poor me, and start embracing the life that you have, because everything else will fall into place after that. Think about it. The squirrel has a lot to say. And he's mad at the cat because the cat has a sense of entitlement. How do I say this? The cat has a lot of things given to him and he kind of just expects them, right? But I don't know, not everyone gets that kind of stuff. Not everyone gets that sort of treatment. And that's what the squirrel is saying to him. And the cat looks at him and goes,
how can I eat this very talkative squirrel? He's lucky this window screen separates us. Things would be different if I knew how to open window screens. I have nothing to do. I'm vaguely hungry. Maybe I'll meow for a while. Let's see how this plays out.
Ready?
Meow, 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 meow.
That's the meowiest cat I've ever heard of. Oh, wait, we're not done yet.
Yo! Those meows meant I wanted wet food, not dry food. Wet food! You get it? Not dry food. Wet food. Not dry food. Wet food. Let's try this again.
Ready?
Meow, meow, meow. Meow.
You go ahead.
Meow, meow. Mm-hmm.
There's so many meows. They kind of disappear into the page. He's got a lot to say.
Yes! The whole day has led me to this wet food. This is a highlight for sure. And that says quite a bit about my day. I guess it's okay here sometimes. That's not bad. Not bad at all. I already want some more.
Meow. Anyone?
Meow.
He's gone back to the box to sit in. But he got his wet food. He wanted that. So he should be happy, right? And no, he wasn't happy. He sat in the box for a while and now he is staring at the wall going, now what? Back to the couch, back to the other kitten who's just sitting there minding his own business.
You're in my spot. When is that sunbeam coming back?
Says the cat, looking outside the window into the darkness. I think that cat is just, let's say it, dissatisfied. Yeah. Well, they're cats, I think. Here, in the picture we can see that there's quite a few cats in the back of the book, too. It looks like the real cats are the people who wrote this book. But, you know, this is a day in the life of a cat. They have so many things, so many blessings given to them by the people who love them. And I think the squirrel was right in pointing out that they have quite everything they need. Don't you think? Wouldn't you agree? And that, my friends, is the end.